The Ruin, D.I. Cormac Riley, Book 1. Written by Dervil McTiernan and read by Aoife McMahon.
The deep weariness she felt translated only slowly into sleepiness, and she tossed and turned for a couple of hours before sinking into a disturbed sleep. She woke the following morning to an empty bed. It was dark in the bedroom, and it took her a moment to remember that she was at home and not in the on-call room. She turned and groped across her bedside table toward the glow of her phone's battery light. It was 9:30 a.m., and fingers of chill morning light were starting to creep in at the edges of the curtains. It was very warm in the room. She'd forgotten to turn the heating off before she went to bed, and the timer was broken. Shite. And then she heard the doorbell, followed by a brisk knocking at the door. Still half asleep, Aisling climbed out of bed, pulling a jumper of Jack's over her head and pushing her feet into Uggs before she went down the stairs. She opened the door to two Gardaí standing on the porch in the early morning light. It was another bright day. Scudding white clouds buffeted overhead in an otherwise blue sky. Two Gardaí, one older, overweight. He looked her up and down as if she were inappropriately dressed for a function. The younger one, a woman, had a nicer face. Aisling folded her arms. Can I help you?
Can I ask your name?
The older man asked. I'm Aisling Conroy. She wondered vaguely if she was supposed to just give her name, or if she should have asked to see their ID or something. He looked down at his notebook.
And Jack Blake lives at this address.
He's not here at the moment, Aisling said. She felt the first trickle of fear.
Are you a relation of Jack's?
The female guard was shivering, but trying to hide it. She stared straight at Aisling as if she were determined not to break eye contact. Aisling returned her attention to the man. I'm his girlfriend, his partner. We live together.
She half glanced over her shoulder into the house, feeling increasingly uneasy.
What's this about?
And now they were silent, both of them, exchanging meaningful glances as if urging the other to take the lead. Finally, the young woman turned back towards her and stepped forward, taking Aisling gently by the upper arm.
I'm very sorry, Aisling. So very sorry, she said.